This morning for the observation deck with Gordo, he broke the story about the kids' birthday party in Florida, and they were at a gator park. And a gator went rogue, and somebody had to jump in from the crowd to wrestle the gator. The gator bit the hand off of a handler, and it was just a mess for the kids to have to witness. Well, joining us now on the ticket hotline, I think he's on the hotline, or is he on satellite? Yeah, he's on the hotline, is the gator himself who wants to defend his actions. Good morning, Mr. Gator.
Well, first of all, that's a bunch of fake news.
Okay.
I don't know, there's video of it. We saw it.
I didn't take her hand off. I mean, it's still on there. I did a pretty good number on it, but it's still on there.
Okay.
Hey, listen, I want to say I've been a big fan of y'all's ever since I got on hold with you.
Oh,
and
thanks.
I could hear the station there on hold. So I'm a big G1.
G1, yeah, okay. Yeah.
That didn't take long.
Hey, y'all think that Bob moving afternoons is working out?
It's doing great.
Seems to be.
Seems to be doing really well.
Just any gator. You're Darth Gator, right?
Yeah, that's the name. That's the name. I got news for you, George.
Huh?
I'm your father.
A little bit of Star Wars humor there. Yeah.
No, I'm your father.
How?
I don't know. Ask your mommy.
All right. We'll talk about my mama.
No, I'm being maligned in the news, and I ain't appreciating it very much.
Mm. Well, it's pretty obvious what you did. You attacked that poor woman.
George, you wouldn't believe the hate I've got online.
Oh, really?
People blaming me, saying I need to be killed.
Killed?
Others saying that gator handler should be killed for working at a park that holds animals captive. Mm-hmm. And then other people are saying that man that came to the rescue of a female handler, that he should be killed because he didn't respect a woman's autonomy and right to save herself.
No, nobody is saying that.
But in all honesty, I got to say we were all a little bit in the wrong.
Yeah, okay.
The bystander. He was wrong for getting involved in something that was none of their business.
Well, he's trying to save that poor woman.
That female handler was wrong for breaking up with me 6 months ago.
You were not dating
That's
the handler.
Weird.
And I was wrong for not taking her arm off at the shoulder. So, all a little bit wrong. Hey, there's a backstory there, and I don't know how much y'all want to get into it, but.
Sure. Well, go ahead.
But me's and her. We met on Tinder.
Okay.
And we went out a few times. We did a little Netflix and chill.
Yeah.
We watched Zookeeper. Total game changer, that movie.
You know, that's what I thought, too, years ago.
But when she came down pregnant and that baby didn't test positive for reptile, that was it for me.
You're out.
Gosh.
I was out. So when that birthday party had come up and I see that my name was on the sign-up sheet, you know, to do the show with her.
Uh-huh.
And when she stuck her hand in there, I said, how about let's go for a little spin? So I grab a hold of that thing and start that death roll.
That was frightening. Those poor kids were traumatized.
Yeah, well, boo-hoo.
Well, he doesn't care.
I mean, I guess I feel sorry for them kids, but hey, kids got to learn that in nature, sometimes gators have to bite the hand of the person they watched Zookeeper with and got real pregnant.
Oh, that old saying, what a ridiculous story.
Plus, her hands smelled good. She'd eaten some chicken vittles or something.
Yeah.
Real pretty. But, hey, you're going bunch of crying Mormon kids. Supposed to make me feel bad. I'm a gator. I ain't got no emotions.
Man, you don't care about nothing.
I don't care about nothing. Do you know how much I've gone through in my life?
How much?
So much gator-related trauma.
Really?
Oh, about 10 years ago, I was captured by a famous boot manufacturer and almost made into boots for Brad Paisley.
How do you know they were supposed to be for him?
Can you imagine how embarrassed I'd be being on the feet of Brad Paisley?
Mm-hmm.
That ain't real country music.
Ain't bad, though. He's a pretty good picker.
You shut your whore mouth.
Hey, okay, now everybody settle down.
Don't escalate.
Settle down.
Darth Gator.
Now I got a trial coming up. My finances are in ruin.
Yeah, a lot of evidence against you, too. There's video.
I know. The thing is, I've moved on in my love life. I've married another gator. I quit the human women's.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good.
And my wife, Allie.
I knew it. You married Allie Gator.
Okay.
No. Oh. Allie Berkowitz.
Oh.
But okay. Anyway, George, nice to know you're trying to erase her last name like that.
I wasn't trying to erase. I was trying to predict your joke.
But my life is just hell right now, so I want your viewers to keep me in their prayers.
Yeah, listeners.
Because basically the only thing I'm really excited about right now is that, and the only thing that really keeps my spirits up is that Jacksonville has old Tebow.
Well,
yeah, the old Gator, right?
I don't know.
The old Gator.
I don't know how to tell you this, Darth, but the Jaguars released Tim Tebow today.
Oh, good God.
Hang in there.
No funeral.
Oh, no.
Poor guy. Darth Gator.
All right, that's Darth Gator calling in from Utah.
You can have your prescriptions brought to your door with free 1 to 2 day delivery from your local CVS, or get same day delivery, or just swing by and pick them up on the way home from the doctor. Because that ear infection can't wait. While you're here, get your questions answered and put your mind at ease. Because there are still some things you just can't get in a cardboard box. That's healthier made easier from CVS. Not all prescriptions eligible for delivery. Restrictions apply. Visit cvs.com/delivery for details.